Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Morning, everyone. Here we are again in the beginning of the Great Lent. Yes, it's here. Time is flying, right? It's super fast. Great Lent is here. I feel like we just had Great Lent last year and Holy Week last year. Now we're here again and things are going really fast. Some of us have mixed emotions about the Great Lent. Some of us are like, it's here again. And some of us are like, it's here again. Some people are excited and some people are still not ready for this time of season. I understand completely. It's okay. At the end of the day, we all need this Great Lent. We're all in need of filling, even if we're not ready yet. We know at times we feel a little distant from God. At times we look to find something different in our life, and we're in need of this kind of season. And thank God the church always has fasts and feasts to give us a jolt. As soon as we get out of a fast and we're in the middle of, like, you know, doing whatever we want, eating whatever we want, the church brings another fast. And we're like, again? But really, I feel the church is so wise to put these things in our way to give us this jolt, this boost we all are looking for. And the biggest boost of all, to be honest, is the Great Lent. If you look at the whole year in the church, this is the season. This is the most special season of lifting up and boosting and giving us this fire we need to awaken. So this is a great season we're in, even if we're not ready for it yet. I understand completely. People always tell me, this first week is preparation week. We don't focus on that. And I understand, but now we're getting into things. Now it's the first. This is the first Sunday of the Great Lent, and tomorrow we move on to the journey of Lent. And no one likes this journey, but everyone needs this journey. No one likes it. Everyone needs it. Just like when someone tells you to eat healthy and work out, a lot of us don't like it, but we need it. You know, even for me with physical therapy and strengthening my leg, I'm getting tired of the physical therapy, to be honest with you, but I'm still in two times per week, and they're telling you, do this and do this, and I'm like, I'm tired of doing this, I'm tired of doing that, but I know I need it. So we need this season of strengthening and healing and repairing. Now, that being said, as soon as someone tells you fast, pray, liturgies during the week as well, slow down, stop social media, we all get scared. Stop certain music, stop this, certain shows on Netflix, stop certain kinds of music. And then we say, wait a minute, I'm okay with the Great Lent, but don't change anything in my life. Like, don't get in my way. I understand. No one really is ready. No one really wants to stop eating burgers and steaks and chocolate and cheese. Come on, cheese? I love cheese. Right? Like, why? No one is ready for that. No one has ever come to me and said, Abuna, I'm so excited for Great Lent. I can't wait to eat tomatoes and cucumbers and salad every day. I can't wait to eat those things. I've never seen anyone say that. If you're like that, it's okay. If I'm not speaking to you, don't worry. But nobody really has said, I can't wait to eat my vegetables every day. Like, it's not. But we need it. We need it because if I were to compare the emptiness of not eating food versus the emptiness spiritually, I would say, okay, I feel that I can give up those foods and those things in social media. I'm willing to do that. You know why? Because there's something greater that I'm really desiring and you're desiring, which is this fulfillment, this filling, this healing of our soul. You would agree to that. Like, if I were to say, okay, you can get this or this, which one? It's okay, I'm willing to give up this to get this. So I think that's a no-brainer. We're willing and we're ready. More than we think we're ready for this season of Great Lent. C.S. Lewis writes this quote. I love it very much. It says, If I find in myself a desire which no experience in this world could ever satisfy, the most probable explanation is that I was made for another world. Let me say that one more time. Pay attention. If we find ourselves with a desire which no experience in this world could ever satisfy, the most probable explanation is I was made for another world. What it means is every one of you has a great desire inside of you, and nothing in this world will satisfy it. Nothing. Nothing. That's why we do this, why we have this great Lent season, is to find a way to satisfy our yearning souls. You're sitting here in the church and you're like in the middle of this new season and you're like, what do I do now? What you do now is you get into the season of Great Lent. And we find that nothing in this world will ever satisfy. It's only another world. It's only another way that can fully satisfy. That's why I want you to open up a psalm. The psalm today I want to show you is the psalm of today's gospel. Right before every gospel reading is a psalm. But somehow this psalm really encouraged me. I want you to open up with me. Psalm 25. Let's open up our Bibles together. This is the psalm of the day. That means God has a message for us. Okay? Psalm 25. Open up together. The reason I want you to open up is because I feel like this could be a good psalm for the rest of Great Lent. Psalm 25 says this. Verse 1. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. The very first verse is what? To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Can we say that together? To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. That's what we need. It's nothing here that can satisfy. I know we like to watch shows and listen to music and do all those things and get on our social media channels and whatever. I know we like to eat whatever food. I know, I do too. I'm with you. But I think this season is, our soul is yearning for something more. And we say, okay, why is he sad? Why is he upset? Why is he angry? Why is he not? Why is she? Because maybe we need to practice this first verse. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. We lift up our soul to God. Say, God, can you take care of this soul? God, I'm giving you my soul. I'm not feeling well. I'm not feeling good. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. The whole Great Lent, I want you to say that prayer every day. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Because that's where we'll be nourished. You know, when you're thirsty, you take a cup of water and you go to the fridge. And what do? You push the thing and you say, God, I'm thirsty. And you're like, you push the thing and the water comes out. That's exactly what I want us to do with our soul. God, here's my soul. I'm thirsty. I am thirsty. I am hungry for you. I am missing you. I do miss you. I love you, God. I feel like I'm distant from you and something is missing, Lord. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Every morning we should pray this prayer. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. And the living water will fill us throughout this Lenten season. We don't want this season, but I promise you we need it desperately. If we miss this season, I wonder if we're going to miss a big jump start. A filling that you can't find at any other time of year. I always fear something when I'm in the church. I fear that we miss the journey that we're supposed to be on. I feel like we can miss the flight. This is something I don't want you to miss. And I know that it's going to take a lot of sacrifice, but a lot of filling. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. If you look at the next part of the verse, it says, let not my enemies triumph over me. Let not my enemies triumph over me. You know, where can our enemy come from? Now let's go to the gospel. Because the gospel today in Matthew 6 has a lot of the enemy. It focused today in the gospel about treasures on earth versus treasures in heaven. The enemy can try to use the things down here to attack us. Even it talked about the eye. What did it say about the eye in the gospel today? The lamp of the body is the what? The eye. If the eye is looking at good things, the body is full of light. If we're looking at bad things, it's going to be full of darkness. So it's clear that the next part of the psalm is relevant. God, don't let my enemies win again. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Don't let the enemy get me again and make me fall again. I fell again to the same sin. I fell again to be angry in my home. I fell again. I can't forgive that person. No matter what they do, I will never forgive them. Let not my enemy triumph over me. Let's protect our eyes, even our heart. He was saying in the gospel today, two masters. You know it so well. You can't have two masters, but one of the other masters is controlling us. So the master can't win. The master can't fill. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. That's the first part of the prayer. Second part of the prayer, don't let my enemies triumph over me. Don't let my enemies get me. Don't let my enemies disturb me and distract me and keep me busy and keep me whatever. At the end of the Lenten season, you say, nothing happened. At the end of Lenten season, you say, I'm the same. I never want that. You know, the beginning of the Lenten season and the end is resurrection. Beginning, he's saying, the kingdom needs to be our focus. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. I am empty. I am sad. I am in need of you. I'm hungry for you. I'm thirsty for you. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. But please, Lord, by the way, God, can you not let my enemy distract me, disturb me, and defeat me through my eyes, through my words? You can't have two masters. The master could be, by the way, listen to this. The master, for those of you who are studying, could be that you're your master could be your school. And I know parents don't want me to say that to your kids, but because you're probably thinking, my kids don't study at all, so it's not a master. But I'm saying that some of us are really, with work or school, or that boy, or that girl, or that show, or the whatever, or the social media, it becomes our master. So the Lenten journey it hurts us. And people always say to me, Abuna, should I stop social media for a great Lent and then I can start it again? To be honest with you, I feel like that's weird. I'm not going to tell you what to do in your spiritual journey unless you want to ask me personally. But I'm saying that build habits that will last beyond the Lenten journey. Does that make sense? So I want you to stand before God every morning and say, to you, Lord, I lift up my soul. Here's where I'm empty. Here's where I'm broken. Here's where I have my darkness. God, I can't manage to come to you because this stuff is distracting me. Figure out how to overcome this distraction. Verse 4 is the third part. It says this, show me your ways, O Lord, teach me your paths. Let me ask you a question. Which kind of student is the best kind of student who learns? Tell me. Which kind of student? Tell me. If you have two students in the classroom, right? One usually could be in the back making noise, busy with something else. And one could be in the front doing what? Asking questions. Seeking to know the answer. I'm asking you a question. What kind of student are you before God? Here, it says in the psalm, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. I promise you, if in the Lenten journey, you ask God to show you and teach you, He will. He will show you. He will guide you. But it depends on what kind of student you are. These three things I want you to focus on in the Lenten journey. The first one is, what's verse 1? To you, O Lord, let's say it again. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. What's verse 1? To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. If you guys can squeeze together, there's seats in between you. We're going to make room for people coming in. Sorry. There's people coming in who want to sit down. If there's any seats in between you, try to squeeze together and leave room for people to come in. So verse 1 is to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. You know what that is? I'm offering God to nourish me. Verse 2, let not my enemies triumph over me. God, I need your protection. And verse 3, show me your ways, O Lord, teach me your paths. There's three things here. One is offering your heart to God. Say, God, nourish it. Second one is protect me, Lord. And third one is lead me. The best kind of student, ask God to lead. Are you going to, in your prayer, say, God, teach me and lead me? Again, I'm going to say the worst thing for me. I'm just saying personally. When I finish my Lenten journey, I want God to teach me new things. I want God to heal me and I want Him to show me the new ways. I don't want us to finish this journey and say, like, what? We missed it. So, to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. St. John Climacus says something really nice. He says, bringing one's soul close to God by repentance is much better in the eyes of God than all other offerings. For there's nothing in the world better for God than a human soul? For everything in the world will perish except the soul, because it is eternal. The most important thing in this journey is your soul. Your soul needs to drink, eat, be nourished. Don't miss this journey. Tonight, tomorrow, all of us will have a temptation to flip on the TV or to flip on or to get on our phone. I know. But our soul is dry. I want us to drink. I want our soul to be nourished. A lot of masters are controlling our life. A lot of bosses, a lot of distractions. Not this journey. This journey is ours, the next 55 days. Let me read the psalm again for you. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one wait on you be ashamed. Let those who be ashamed, who deal treacherously without cause, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. 55 days, we're going to ask God to nourish us. Let's say verse 1 one more time. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Sorry, one more time again.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
If you're in need of a soul to be nourished, and you need like a spiritual book, we brought some Lenten books for you there. Check out our table, connection table. Pick up a book. Turn something off and turn something on during the season. If you want a good Lenten plan, if you go to the app, there's a whole button called Lent. Click on it and you're going to see so much resources for you. I challenge you to look at that, the table. And the last thing is, to be honest, I challenge you once in the Great Lent, for your soul's sake, is to find a confession father and do a confession. On Saturday night, this Saturday, we'll be Abuna Anthony there and I'll be there. So that's a good chance on Saturday nights after Vespers. Our soul is in need of some nourishing, protection, and leading. Let's pray the rest of liturgy. Ask God, to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. But when we leave the liturgy, find a spiritual book. Find a Lenten plan. There's different Bible readings we can do in the Lenten plan. Find a confession father. Make an appointment. Come on Saturday nights. This is our chance to nourish our soul. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Let's pray for one another, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.